I'm Roger Franklin Williams coming to you with Joe Ferraro live from Roger Williams Field as our Blue Darters are preparing to take over the Crosstown Week Hiva Mustangs in a crucial district contest.
Crucial
in terms of Apopka's got to win this to advance to postseason, which we've done for 15 years in a row. In fact,
absolutely,
ever since Coach Darlington 1999. And Joe, well, the first comment I would have to make after that rousing national anthem, if the football team could just perform as well as the band did, I like our chances.
Then, yeah, it'll be a very good night, and we'll go home with a big fat W. If that were the case, I'm confident that's going to happen anyway. I don't know how big and fat it's going to be.
But certainly a worthy opponent. One thing to look for is that one of the strengths of Week Hiva is they come in 5-1. Of course, we're 6-1. Is a very good defense, a recognized defense. And, you know, the one blemish on our record to West Orange, the 28-3 loss, was that their defense just flat out played better than our offensive line and our offense.
Yeah,
so
that's a fact.
One thing to look for is how well is our offensive line specifically going to do against this very successful and very big Week Hiva Mustang defensive line.
And they've been having a great year all year long so far, Roger. And we know once we get into the playoffs that we're on the road.
And by the way, our captains are number 66, Reuben Lewis, is a captain tonight. Number 72, who's a senior. Number 72, Jonah Smalls. Also, number 3, senior Rodray Hardwick. And number 32, Laquan Hicks. So four seniors representing as captains tonight. In addition to all the other huge factors behind this game tonight, it's also senior night at Apopka as well.
And a lot of families are here. The stands are full. And that's right, it's the Tater Bowl.
It's a packed house, and in fact, Week Hiva's representing. They've almost filled up the visiting side
stands,
and we don't see that too often. Well, Joe, taking the field, and you know, another thing to look for, Joe, is as Coach talked about, actually, in Coach's corner, was the fact that last week he mixed in another formation, flexbone along with the single wing, and we'll be looking to see if Coach does that tonight, or whether that was a red flag.
That was very scary when he did that last week. You know, I was like, wait a minute, what's this? And the fact that they struggled with it because they were uncomfortable. But he assures us that these guys have it pat down now, and we're going to see. And Apopka's will be receiving the ball.
Teams are on the field lined up. And here comes the kickoff by Week Hiva to Apopka. It's a high kick. And it's going to be taken at the 14 by Deshaun Massey. He's up to the 20. He's brought down at the 22-yard line by a wave of Mustangs.
He got a little juke in there. Was able to get to that 22-yard line.
Good coverage and good tackling by Week Hiva on the kick coverage. Apopka will begin right around our own 22-yard line, first and 10. Apopka wearing gray jerseys tonight, white pants, and our royal blue helmets. Week Hiva wearing white jerseys, maroon pants, and maroon helmets. Of course, their colors are maroon and gold.
We caught a bad wind. Got all the talcum powder
out of the single wing. Bad snap to Massey. Direct snap to Massey. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose 2 yards. Number 52 in on the tackle for Week Hiva. That's Anton Wynn, a junior linebacker. And know that, Joe, that's a disturbing trend. We started seeing that a little bit in the West Orange game and saw a little bit of it last week against Olympia, running backs being hit in our own backfield.
Well, what's happening is they're looking at the film. They know, go after that little guy. And that's what they're doing. They're going after Massey.
Once again, the single wing. Direct snap to Massey, to Wilson. He's got a nice hole around left tackle, and he's got a nice gain as well. He's across the 30-yard line to about the 34.
That's going to move the chains, Roger. First down.
Nice blocking by the left side of the line, and, of course, nice blocking by the blocking back. It all starts with him, Paul Fitzgerald, number 44.
That is not a first down.
Yeah, it is. It is. First down.
Oh, I guess they're just taking their time moving. Everything's a little slow tonight.
Yeah, I guess they want to see how fast they can get them over there by the time they snap the ball, I guess. First and 10 Apopka from the 34 out of the single wing. Snap to Burch. He's going to left guard. He's got a nice hole. He's across the 40. He's across midfield. The 45. He's still running to the 40. Nice gain by Dimitri Burch on a direct snap right behind the center and left guard. And great blocking by the center and left
guard.
Beautiful
blocking. Got all the way down to Akiva's 41-yard line. What a great run that was. He had, like you said, beautiful blocking.
They got him a hole. Then he just
right up the middle.
If he just gets a hole, he's hard to stop from that point. Up to the 41-yard line of Wekaiba. The great, nice run by Dimitri Burch moves the ball over on Wekaiba's side of the field. No score in the game. This is our first drive. Popka with the football out of the single wing. Snap to Massey. He gives it on a counter to Daquan Wilson. He's got a great block, and he's around the 30, close to the 25-yard line.
Right around the 26-yard line, they pulled him down. You know, they almost snagged him by his ankles in the backfield.
He broke a tackle in the backfield. Great job by Daquan Wilson.
He avoided that.
Number one, Cornelius Dennison made the tackle, and that's an interesting story as well, Joe. We haven't talked about Cornelius Dennison.
He used to play for us.
Used to be in the Apopka program. In fact, there are several players. In fact, several of their best players on Wekaiva used to play for us. That certainly adds a lot of spice to the game within itself.
It sure does.
Down inside the 30, out of the single wing, first and 10. There's a direct snap to one of the backs. It's Wilson. He's got some tough yardage up to about the 20. Good, once again, good tough running by Daquan Wilson between the tackles.
And gaining positive yardage on each carry, which is what is needed.
You know, Joe, Daquan Wilson was one of the seniors who was recognized tonight on senior night. He's a transfer. He moved in just this year, and he's really been a real shot in the arm for our football team this year.
He gets
the tough, hard yards between the tackles.
He'll be sorely missed next year.
Out of the single wing. Give us to Massey. He's hit behind the line, and he's tackled behind the line. Got to give a great defensive play by number 13 for Wekaiva. That's number 13, Leighton McCarty, and that senior outside linebacker. He just blew that play up. Just blew it up.
He was tenacious going after him, too. He wasn't going to let him go.
No, but he didn't. You know, he was unsuccessfully blocked, and he grabbed Massey by the leg and held on for dear life. Loss on the play.
Third and nine.
Pop got somewhere around the 26-yard line. Direct snap to Burch. He's got good yardage. He's going to be near a first down, and he's inside the 20, near the 15.
Now, we had one of the Wekaiva defenders kind of like help him gain a couple of yards by pushing him from behind.
He got hit from behind. It was a hard hit, so it kind of pushed him forward.
And that moves the chains. First down, Apopka.
And another tough, hard-nosed run by Dimitri Burch.
They're down on the about
the 12 to 13 yard line.
That's exactly where they are, Roger, on the 12 yard line of Wekaiva.
Popka out of the single wing. Burch calls the signals. Snap is to Burch. Gives it to Massey right up the middle. He's hit by a wall, and Massey just gets snowed under.
He barely got back to the line of scrimmage.
And he took some real hard hits, too. And that's running right into the strength of Wekaiva defense, you know, as Coach Fred Priest talked about in Blue Dart Sports Central today. That is probably their strength of their whole team, is their interior defensive line. We have a player down.
I'm waiting for him to get Adonai Osiriki in there. Give him the ball.
I agree. I'm expecting a big night from Adonai Osiriki. Joe, we're going to have a timeout with this injured player, so why don't we take a timeout?
Okay.
Friends, you're listening to Apopka Blue Daughter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW, sponsored by CPS Sportsplex. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Daughter Football on 1520 WBZW. They just helped off to Deshaun Massey. Now it's snap goes to Burch. He's around left end, runs over, pushes back a defender, and pushes the pile near the goal line. Another great run by Dimitri Burch.
That was an outstanding second, third, fourth effort. And that's going to bring it right down around the 4-yard line.
Excellent run, as you said, Joe.
Third down and two for Popka. The football now resting on the Wekaiva 4-yard line.
Puts it third
and two.
Third and two from the Wekiva 4. Popka knocking on the door. Burtz calls signals. A little bit different formation, kind of the hybrid formation now. Snap to Burtz. He's going over right guard. Gets nowhere. Number 8 on the tackle for Wekiva. That was Jerron Jones.
A lot of maroon pants all over the place.
Yeah, he had nowhere to go. It's going to bring up a fourth down and about 2.
You know the coach is going to go for it.
Pop going the 4-yard line. That was Deshaun Massey, who was the injured player. And Deshaun Massey came off very gingerly. It looked like he had a lot of pain in one of his ankles. Fourth down, and Popka over the football. Dimitri Burtz calls the signals out of the single wing.
Offsides, Wekiva.
We have movement on the line.
And that'll be half the distance to the goal. And a first down.
Well, no signal from the officials yet. It is against Wekiva, and as Joe said, it will be a half distance of the goal. But once again, a very, very, very delayed marking it off in signal.
They're in slow motion tonight.
That'll make it fourth and about a yard now, around the 2-yard line. There's a snap. Snap goes to Burtz. He's going around left end. Jukes the tackler. He's near the goal line.
And it's a touchdown. Touchdown, Dimitri Burtz. He got right in on the corner there, Roger. Right over the pylon. Got
tight-roped it. Great job by Burtz.
That was incredible focus and effort on his part.
It was, because it was not bad defense. They had a couple of men in the area, and they actually played it pretty well. He found a way to get it in the end zone, though.
The Popka strikes first blood, and now for the...
And, you know, Joe, an early comment as we line it up for the extra point is I'll mention this point when we come back, you know, a little bit later. But right now, Popka lining up for the extra point. Dimitri Burtz in kick formation. He's the holder. Many are on as a kicker. Bad snap, and it's blocked. Bad snap. Burtz did a great job of getting it down, but the bad snap affected the timing and the rhythm, and Wekiva blocked it. So with 6:31 remaining in the first quarter, Apopka draws first blood, and a quick break.
You're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on Apopka's hometown radio station, 1520 WBZW. I'm from the campus of Apopka High School, where we've just taken a 6-0 lead over the Wekiva Mustangs. There's the kickoff by Minier. It's taken at about the 13 by Wekiva. He's up across the 15 and hit hard, but broke that tackle. And the runner got up to about the 30-yard line.
Yeah, he broke about 2-3 tackles, but eventually stopped at the 30-yard line.
Finally brought down by Cam Williams. Wekiva will take over first and 10 from their own 30. And, Joe, I was going to say, you know, as we best game last week, which he has mostly always outstanding games, but, boy, in that first drive, that was about the best I've ever seen Dimitri Burtz.
Yeah, he definitely looked like he was on.
Focused and running hard. You know, of course, we know that he gets the yardage in the open field. He's a great open field runner, but a lot of that yardage he's gotten in that first drive, finishing it off with a touchdown, was hard-nosed running between tackles or on the edge, breaking tackles. And, in fact, one carry, he pushed the pile about 8 yards. I want to let everybody know that Apopka Blue Darter Football is sponsored by the brand new CPS Sportsplex. And Joe, as you know, one of the things I was thinking about last night is watching Apopka Blue Darter alumni Zach Greinke as a starting pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Divisional Series. Was just what a great sports culture we have in Apopka. Well, we're going to add another element to that. It's going to be Apopka's going to have Florida's best indoor athletic facility. It's a brand new CPS Sportsplex, and we'll keep it tuned to Blue Dart Football to learn more. You can find out more at cpssportsplex.com. There's a snap to Wekaiba. He's going to throw deep on the first play. He went for the bomb, and it's...
He went for the gold right out of the box.
And great coverage by Kavian Holmes. Kavian Holmes stepped up.
He was right there. Fortunately, their receiver had to stretch really hard, and there was just no
ball
way.
Ball was a little overthrown. The receiver was number 11, Geisen Bowler. But, boy, I guess we got an indication of what's on Wekaiba's mind tonight. They're not coming over here to tinker around. They're coming out firing. The quarterback is number seven. Back, he's going to hand off up the middle. We've got a fumble. Popka's got the football. And a Popka player has the football. And he just scored a touchdown. A Popka.
Beautiful.
Number 97, Malik Doe.
Now, prior to coming on the air, did I not say I want to see a couple of fumbles? And we capitalized on it. That's the way.
Well, there is a flag at the 29-yard line of Wekaiba.
That's right where the ball came loose.
They're pointing towards Apopka. Touchdown.
I'm not sure what he was saying.
It was offsetting. It was penalty, some kind of infraction on both teams, which the result stands, and the result was a touchdown for a Popka.
Outstanding. That's the way to do it.
Malik Doe, another one of those seniors who was honored before the game on senior night.
And now we'll go for the extra point.
Makes the score a Popka 12, Wekaiba 0. Popka in the swinging gate formation.
And Deshaun Massey's back in the game,
which is very encouraging to see. Bizarre formation. I don't even know how to try to describe it to you, but often there's a shift, and we'll just kind of see how it unfolds. But there are players all over the field. Pitches to Massey.
He gets it.
Massey got a two-point conversion. We call that one. Joe Ferraro called it. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown radio station. 1520 WBZW. Apopka's got a 14-0 lead in the first quarter over Wekaiba. It's been a very exciting game thus far, and Apopka's lining up to kick off to Wekaiba. And Joe, one of the things we talked about was, I'm sure Coach the board early and strike quickly, and once again, it's an unusual fashion, but Apopka's got a 14-0 lead here early in the first quarter. There's a kick by Minier, taken at about the 12 by Wekaiba. Up across the 25 and hit by Cam Williams.
Oh!
And four or five other Blue Darters, and he's going to be tackled right around the 26 to about the 27-yard line. Great kick coverage by the Blue Darters.
22-yard line.
Correct.
Man, he just had all kinds of Blue Darters on him. It looked like a gang initiation.
He actually moved up to the 27. Great kick coverage by Apopka, starting with Cam Williams.
Oh, that's what it was. The whole pile got shoved back to the 22-yard line.
Popka got a huge play on the last play from scrimmage. It was a fumble wide Wekaiba up the middle. Popka senior Malik Doe picked it up and ran it in for a touchdown. And that brings it up to date 14-0.
All sides of Popka.
We have a whistle, blows the play dead. Still very early in the game. Apopka's had one possession, which they scored.
That was Jake Rolson. Came offsides, 53.
It's going to be a penalty against Apopka for offsides. That'll bring up a first and five now for Wekaiba. This is their second possession. They fumbled on their second play of their first possession, and Apopka scored with it, making the score up 14-0. Wekaiba in the spread formation. Fumble, handoff.
And he's hit the backfield. He had no time to recover. Fortunately, he fell on the ball, was able to keep it.
Yeah, it looked like a straight handoff to his running back, and they didn't make the handoff. The ball wound up on the ground. Fortunately for Wekaiba, the quarterback, McGee, was able to fall on and keep possession. But
in the backfield.
Looked like he lost about a yard. And credit Boris Lewis, sophomore Boris Lewis, for getting in there and falling on McGee before he could get any yardage. Bring up a second and about 11 for Wekiva. There's a snap to the quarterback, number 17. He hits them.
Oh!
It's incomplete pass.
Beautiful pass defense.
Kavian Holmes with another great defensive play.
Kavian, just as the ball got to him, put a big slam on him, knocked the ball right off.
It was a good, good pass receiver had in his hands. Then Kavian Holmes arrived and jarred it loose. Great defense. Quarterback for Wekiva is number 17, Trey McGee. That'll bring up a third and 11 for Wekiva with the ball on their own 27. Out of the spread formation. McGee calls a signal snap to McGee in the shotgun. He's going to throw it deep.
He's scrambling.
Flushed out of that. He's scrambling, as Joe said. Still scrambling, and he's run out of bounds. Good pursuit by the Blue Darter defense.
I think he got back to the original line of scrimmage.
Laquan Holmes, Gavin Johnson, and Michael Austin all chasing chasing the quarterback and pushed him out of bounds.
Yeah, he just couldn't
find... For a big loss. That's a sack.
Yeah, he couldn't find anybody downfield to throw that ball to, so he figured, all right, let me pull it down and try to scramble.
We kind of in punt formation. A Popka player at our own 49 to receive the would-be punt. Snap picked up off the ground. High punt, very high. Taken at the 48.
Fair catch.
Nice catch by Laquan Hicks, a sure-handed punt return man.
And great field position at the 49-yard.
Great place to start.
I mean, that's midfield.
So with 4:56 remaining in the first quarter, Apopka will take over for the second time in the game on offense. Apopka leading 14-0.
You know, Roger, the offense really is looking great so far.
Had a good first drive.
And the defense is just putting the kibosh on everything they're doing.
And I gave a big compliment to the Wekiva defensive line earlier. Strengths of our team is our defensive line. Both units of them. Snap to Birch. Birch is over left tackle. He's got good blocking. He's crossed the 40 and tackled at the 40. Near a first down, another excellent run by Dimitri Birch.
Yeah, he got the first down. They're going to move those chains.
Gerard Jones for the Mustangs.
But once again, Joe, good blocking at the point of attack as well.
They're opening up that hole for him, and that's the way you do it, Roger.
Popka at the 41 of Wekiva. The nice run by Birch gets a Popka over on the Mustang side of the field. Popka leading 14-0.
I give a shout out to number 44. We don't have his name here, but I tell you
Paul
what.
Paul Fitzgerald, the blocking back. Daquan Wilson over right tackle. He's got about 9 yards.
He was doing some nice juking and zigzagging in there.
And a flag comes in late. But once again, Joe, good blocking at the point of attack. Wilson hit up there and ran the ball effectively behind that good blocking. Got about 9 yards at least. But we're going to see what this call is going to be. And the flag came in very late.
Holding. Popka.
It's going to be hold against the Popka. It's going to come back.
You know, those tiny little 10-yard penalties will kill you every time.
It certainly stunted some good momentum there.
Well, as long as they stay focused, they'll gain that yardage plus some back on this next play.
First and 11 for Apopka, still on Wekiva's side of the field, but now back to about the 43 of the Mustangs. Apopka looks a little bit confused of where to line up. Guys running all over the field.
Look like
you're
going
to have to call
a
timeout. Exactly like the Keystone Tops. Guys running left to right, right to left.
All right, they're taking a timeout. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on Apopka's hometown radio station, 1520 WBZW, presented by the brand-new, state-of-the-art CPS Sportsplex. Apopka's leading 14-0. We have 4:23 remaining in the first quarter. Apopka's got the ball first and 11 from the Wekiva 43. Birch calls the signals out of the shotgun. So it's kind of a spread formation. He's back to throw. He's scrambling. He's looking. Throwing deep. He found Massey. Massey went through his hands. Oh, nice throw by Birch.
It was a great throw. It was on target, but it just went through Deshaun Massey's hands.
And it was pretty good coverage by the Wekiva defender, and I'm sure that's kind of what the reason he couldn't bring it in. I think the Wekiva defender had obscured his vision maybe a little bit, but I think one important thing about that was it was a nice throw.
Not
nice,
hard to do.
Nice crisp throw by Dimitri Birch. 5'1", Deshaun Massey's not the easiest target to hit.
You know, and all you have to do is put your hands up in the air. You're going to block his view, which is probably what you said. Correct.
I think that's what happened.
He couldn't see the ball.
Second and 11, Apopka now back out of the single wing. Strong right. Snap to Massey. Gives to another running back on a counter, and he's going to be buried
crushed
behind the line of scrimmage.
That's another loss of about 4 or 5 yards. All the way back
just
to the
like
46, 47-yard line.
Like a tidal wave of Mustangs flowing into our backfield. That's what that was. That's a huge loss of about 6 yards at least on a straight running play.
And the Blue Darters' momentum seems to be stifled right here.
Third, and it's going to be third and about 16. Ball is back to the Wekiva 47. Popka leading 14-0. 3:31 remaining in the first quarter. Birch calls the signals out of the single wing. Popka shifts. And flags everywhere. Looked like some kind of a trick play. Attempted trick play.
I didn't see what the infraction was, but I guess we'll find out.
In fact, we're going backwards.
Well, you know, the previous games, Roger, it was usually the very first couple possessions.
Started slow,
but now
we got an offensive touchdown on our very first drive, picked up a defensive touchdown on Wekiva's first drive, and now we have the ball for our second possession, and it's third and about a mile. Make it 2 miles. Out of the shotgun, Birch calls the signals. Snap to Birch. Going to have a sweep to Daquan Wilson. This guy across the 45 to about the 42, and there are flags all over the place as he goes out of bounds.
Well, I'm hoping this one's in our favor, whatever this penalty is.
I mean, there were so many flags coming in, it looked like confetti. It looked like a parade or something. Listen to Apopka's.
It's against Apopka.
Football. It's going to be an illegal block against the Blue Darters, and we're going to go back one more time.
So now it's going to be third and a plane ticket.
So now Apopka's now back on our side of the field even. We're at our own 42. We got to get to the Wekiva 31 to get a first down. Third and very, very long. A pop out of the single wing. Dimitri Birch calls the signals. Snap to Birch. He's going to run it right up the middle, and he's slammed.
Oh,
and he's crushed.
He's leveled. Leveled in the backfield.
He got creamed.
All the way back to the Apopka's 35.
Well, Birch went off a left guard. He got a couple yards, and then one of those big Wekiva defenders just crushed him. He bounced off of that tackle.
He did.
And still kept going. And then another wave of them came in and crushed him.
And solidified. So now Popka gets the punt.
Popka's
punt. First time.
Number 7 back deep for Wekiva. It's a high short punt. Hits at the 36 and rolls out of bounds at about the 31 of Wekiva. So mercifully, that drive is over.
It's over, and Wekiva still has good field advantage here.
They'll start off about their own 31-yard line. We're to let everybody know. You and Blue Darter Football, Greenbrier Pet Afterlife. Find out more at greenbrier-pets.com. Wekiva starts off first and 10 from their own 31 out of the shotgun. McGee is the quarterback. Snap to McGee. Pitches on a sweep around the left end to number 4. And he's brought down, well, by a lot of Blue Darters, but he
took a lot of Blue Darters to do it. He drug him for at least 5 yards.
And he kept twisting and turning and spinning like a corkscrew.
And that's how you get the hands off him, off you.
And a flag came in at the end of that play on top of everything else. But it was and along among everything else, we grabbed their face mask.
Oh, there's 15 yards.
And it's a flagrant one. 15 yards, which will give Wekaiba a first down and bring them up to their to the 49-yard line of Wekaiba. Popka's going to need to get our focus back because we've had an ugly series of plays here, both offense and now on defense. First and 10, Wekaiba from their own 49. McGee is the quarterback. Snap to McGee. It's going to be a jet sweep around the right end at the 50. Nice tackle and good defense by Apopka. Rodre Hardwick.
Take it out to the Blue Darters' 48-yard
and
line.
And Kavian Holmes was actually the man who made the tackle, helped by Rodre Hardwick. But Kavian Holmes has already made numerous big plays, and we're still in the first quarter.
47-yard line of Apopka. That's where they're going to spot it.
Number four, Kavian Holmes. That was a gain of about four on a sweep around the right end. And Holmes played that exactly like the second. You want to see the secondary play it. Second and six for Wekaiba. McGee snap calls a signal. Straight handoff to the tailback. He broke a tackle in the backfield, but not a second tackle. Great defense.
He's going to lose a yard on that. He got him all the way back to the 48.
Gavin Johnson. Great play by Gavin Johnson.
He just grabbed him by his jersey and pulled him down.
And an Apopka defender actually got into the backfield and actually looked like he was going to tackle him for a loss. The running back, to his credit, slipped out of that tackle, but not the second one by Gavin Johnson. Loss in the play, going to be third and seven. McGee calls the signal, snap to McGee out of the shotgun. He's backing up to throw. He's looking to throw deep. He's going to scramble. He's crushed.
Oh.
Number five for Apopka, and that is Trey Williams.
Number 56 put a nice hit on him. I don't have a name for 56, so.
If it could have been 58. 58 is Boris Lewis.
And that's who it was. We're going to go with Boris Lewis then.
So that's going to bring up that's another loss for Wekaiba, and that's going to bring up a fourth and nine, and they're punting. Here's the punt.
Nice.
High, end over end, long
nice
punt.
Kick.
Hits at the 10. Inside the five, rolling down to the two, and it's down around the 2 yard line by Wekaiba. Nice punt by Wekaiba.
Took a nice Wekaiba roll.
And that's the end of the first quarter.
And we're going to take a timeout. You're listening to Blue Darter Football right here on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back, Blue Darter fans, to Apopka Blue Darter Football on 1520 WBZW. Our Blue Darters have the ball about on our own 2 yard line. Had a short game by Jordan Thompson. There's a snap right up the middle. We got a good hole up the middle. It's Massey. He's across the 15. He's across the 20 to the 22-yard line.
Yeah, they were deep in a hole, Roger. They needed to get
out. That was huge. That's exactly what they needed to do.
And that's going to move the chains for a first down.
Great
nice run.
Got it up to the 22, maybe the 23, about the 22-yard line. And when you take it from your own 2 to the 22, that's a huge play.
It sure is. That's 20 yards.
And he got great blocking right up the middle.
That's math I could do.
And as we said before, the strength of the Wekaiba team is their interior defensive line. So obviously some guys on our O-line were doing a great job there. First and 10, Apopka with a little breathing room from the 22-yard line. Massey Burch is going to go right up the middle across left guard.
Ooh.
He got hit hard.
He's like a pinball, and he's still going.
He's still going. Burch got hit hard, Joe, by two players running in opposite directions as fast as they could, and they sandwiched him. It looked like getting caught between two Mack trucks. And he still kept going.
The football will be line spotted on the.
In fact, he got 8 yards. Great.
Nice.
Gain by Dimitri Burch, and I'm seeing Dimitri Burch running harder between the tackles than I've ever seen him, and he runs hard between the tackles. Burch playing with particular focus tonight.
I can only think the coach said something all week long.
Or maybe he didn't need to. There's a snap to Massey. He's going over right tackle. Hurdling tacklers, and he's across the 40 to the 43.
He did an incredible juke right there, cutting to the left, literally on a dime, to avoid a defender, and then gained extra yardage out of there. What an incredible runner.
That was vintage Massey. Vintage Massey. Hard to even describe it. And once again, he's coming up limping, playing in obvious pain with an injured,
Well, they were working on him on the sideline after that one injury.
He came off earlier limping. And he's going to stay on the sidelines now. Everything else, we picked up a holding, so that beautiful run by Massey is going to come back. We've got to solve this holding problem because it's killing us.
You know, and when you have a player like Massey getting injured, and then the call gets called back.
Yep, that's a bad play. Ball now at the 29 of Apopka.
Toss a little salt into that wound.
Second and about four. Apopka out of the single wing. Birch calls the signals. Thompson's back there with him. Fitzgerald's the blocking back. Snap to Birch. He's going for a right tackle.
Ooh.
He's brought down by number eight of Wekiva on a nice defensive play. That was Jerron Jones on the tackle. He did get about 3 yards, though, so it's going to bring up a third and one. This is an important play, but we definitely want to keep the football here. One from Apopka's own 31, leading 14-0, second quarter, in the early moments of the second quarter.
You always want to play another down.
Birch calls the signals. Snap to Birch. He's over right guard. He got a hole. He got the first down. Nice, beautiful, executed play.
Out to the 39-yard line of Apopka. That's nice. That was a nice rudge.
Blocking on the right side of the line. Center, right guard, right tackle. Blocking back. Huge play. Huge play. You don't want to go giving the ball back to him right now.
The move the chains. Like Coach Priest was saying earlier today.
Maintain the football. Hold on to the football.
Yeah, play another down.
First and 10 from Apopka's own 39. Birch calls the signals. Here's a snap to Wilson. Wilson gives it to Massey over right tackle on a counter, and he's not going to get anywhere. In fact, he might lose a yard. Good defense by Wekiva.
John Massey, the ball carrier from Apopka. He is stopped by number 47 of the Mustangs. That is Gerard Wesley.
Gerard Wesley on the tackle for Wekiva.
Lost a yard and a half to almost two yards.
That was just good defense. They strung it out, would not let him get outside, and they pursued. You know, Kennard Lang was a heck of a defensive player himself, so it's no surprise his team knows how to play defense. Second and 11 for Apopka. Birch calls the signals. Snap to Birch. He's going to go over left guard. Get very little yardage. Tackled by number 76.
Back to the original line of scrimmage.
That was Tyler Davis on the tackle, and Tyler Davis is listed as a ninth grader, but he looks like he's about 260, 6'3", 260. Wekiva has some very big defensive linemen. We have a timeout on the field with Apopka leading 14-0. We'll take a quick break.
You're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Apopka leading 14-0, 7:19 remaining in the first half. Apopka's got the ball third and about 12 from our own 41. Here's a snap to Massey. He's going around right in. Got a nice block from Fitzgerald, but he's going to be brought down short of the first down. That was a great defensive play by number 47, Gerard Wesley, junior linebacker for the Mustangs.
It came in right behind him, caught up to him, and drug him down.
You rarely ever see. Rarely ever see him get caught from behind. It's going to bring up fourth and about three. Coach D looks like he's going for it.
Yep.
From our own 47-yard line. Fourth and three. This is going to be a crucial play. This is the crucial play. A pop got out of the single wing. Birch calling signals. No snap yet.
Whistle blown.
Looks like Coach is going to take a delay of game. I think probably, Joe, what they were trying to do was pull them off sides And then when they didn't jump, I think we just took the delay of game penalty, and we're probably going to punt it. Popka leading 14-0. Have an officials timeout. And let me, while we're having officials timeout, I want to make an outstanding announcement that I'm thrilled about. I want to welcome back, continue to welcome Dr. Patrick St. Germain, St. Germain Chiropractic, and Burn Fat Orlando as a continued sponsor of all the work we do at 1520 WBZW.
Thank you, Doctor. We appreciate you very much.
And, of course, Dr. Patrick St. Germain is also a big supporter of Apopka Blue Daughter Athletics and Apopka Blue Daughter Football. In fact, he helped to buy the rings and the jackets after our most recent state championship. Well, Joe, thus far it's been certainly an interesting game. Apopka, as we talked about, ideally we would, Coach D, we knew, knowing Coach Darlington like we do, he would want to try to strike early. I suspect that he would, and that happened. We had a great drive on our first drive, took the kickoff, opening kickoff, drove down, got a touchdown, then had a huge fortunate thing happened. We picked up a fumble and took it in. And anyway, that brings us up to our 14-0 score. Popka's going to punt it now. Line of scrimmage is about the Popka 42. There's the snap. Good snap. High spiral. Bounces to the 20, and it's going to be down at about the 24-yard line.
Yeah, it was taking a kind of a bounce coming back towards the Popka. Didn't want that to happen.
But one thing, Advin, one good thing to say about that drive, Joe, is we took the ball over on our own 2-yard line, pushed it up to midfield, even though we did have some penalties that stalled the drive, caused the drive to stall. Now with the punt, we've got McIva back on their side of the field.
Yeah, that started off with that great run by Deshaun Massey being called back for holding.
So McIva will take over, first and 10 from their own 24-yard line. McGee, number 17, is the quarterback, and he's out of the shotgun. There's a snap to McGee. Pitches to his tailback, who's going to cut it back up the middle, and he's going to get about a yard. Great defense by Apopka.
I think he just made it back to the line of scrimmage.
Tried to sweep around the right. The guys over on the perimeter had that blocked up, so he cut it back up the middle. No room to go there either.
He was lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage.
You're right, Joe. No gain on the play. Good defense by the Popka. In fact, Joe, I think that's probably one of the underrated aspects of our team this year has been our defense. Our defense has played solid and consistent the entire season. Had a particularly well played game last week. Snap to McGee. Fakes two handoffs. He's going deep down the middle. Incomplete. He was hit as he threw it. Somebody. I didn't get the number, but number 95, P.T. Blaine was P.J. Blaine was in the vicinity.
Yeah, he got hit just as he released it.
Well, it was an interesting play. He faked two handoffs. He faked two handoffs. Obviously, that took some time, and he wasn't able to get the pass off cleanly.
And as he let loose the ball, there wasn't enough momentum in the ball to get it to the receiver.
Third
flags
and 10.
Flying everywhere. Offside.
I don't know how they're going to call it, but one thing that happened was number 11, their wide receiver on the left, took off running before the ball was snapped, and that's what they're going to call.
A legal procedure against Wakaiva is going to cost them a nice penalty.
And the quarterback expresses the displeasure at number 11.
Yes, of course.
It's going to back that up down to the 19-yard line. It's going to be about a third and a, looks like,
15?
Third to 15 at least. And I suspect they're going to be throwing the ball here. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they throw it. I'm not going to try to speculate what they're going to do. There's a snap to McGee. He fakes the handoff. He's going to throw it. He's throwing deep down the middle. Incomplete. Actually went through his hands. And great coverage by Kavian Holmes.
Kavian Holmes is on it.
Right there, toe for toe. And incomplete. Excellent coverage. Another excellent defensive stand by the Blue Darter defense. Bring up a punting situation for Wakaiva. Laquan Hicks is back in the safety position for Apopka. He's standing at his own 48. Snap to the punter. He boots it.
Nice kick.
Gets it off. We had a good rush. Hicks takes it at the 45. Up to the 50. 45. 40. 35. 30. He's at the 25. He's at the 20. He's at the 15. He's
nice.
At the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown. Yes. Laquan Hicks.
Wow. What a run. What an incredible run from Laquan Hicks. He was just pushing defenders out of his way.
That's my man, Laquan Hicks.
Cutting and juking left, right, all the way into the end zone.
And I love seeing him back there because he's sure-handed. He's a sure-handed punt returner. I don't care if he ever gains a yard. He catches it every time, but he's a good returner.
And he just
proved
that.
As he just proved it once again. A beautiful punt return. One of the best punt returns I've ever seen from the Blue Darters. Ever. Laquan Hicks, number 32, another senior stepping up on senior night with a huge play.
Look at me, Ma.
Popkin kick formation.
That was that kind of play.
Birch is the holder. Snap to Birch, another bad snap. Birch is going to try to run it around the right end. He made it! He made it! Dimitri Birch!
There it is.
A bad snap, a second bad snap. Birch took matters in his own hands, scooped it up, took off around the right end, met fierce resistance from Mustangs, still got it in the end zone for the two-point conversion.
Now it's 22 to nothing.
4:45, 4 minutes, 55 seconds remaining in the first half. Apopka 22, Wekiva nothing.
And we're going to take a break. You're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on Apopka's hometown radio station, 1520 WBZW, and of course 1520 WBZW.com. I'm Roger Franklin Williams coming to you live with Joe Ferraro, where our Blue Darters have just taken a 22-0 lead over Wekiva on a scintillating punt return by Laquan Hicks and an equally scintillating two-point conversion on a botched kick by Dimitri Birch. Here's a kick to Wekiva. They've got the ball. They're running it to the 40. There's up across the 45 before finally brought down on a nice return by Wekiva.
That was probably one of the best returns of the night. All the way out to midfield. Came all the way out to the Wekiva 48-yard line.
So we don't want to let up. We've just had two spectacular plays. And no over-exaggeration at all. A spectacular punt return. 55-yard punt return by Laquan Hicks for the touchdown. Dimitri Birch scooped up a bad snap on an attempted kick, extra point kick, and ran that in. And that gives you the 22-0 score. Wekiva with the ball now. Snap to McGee. Flags blown dead before the play started. We'll see what they call. While we're waiting for the official's call, I want to let you know, as you're hearing about our friends over at Jets Pizza Apopka, and tell you about the Blue Darter special at Jets Pizza. Give them a call. Order up the Blue Darter special at Jets Pizza. It's Jets Pizza's famous one-topping deep-dish pizza for just $8.99 if you're an Apopka Blue Darter on Friday or Saturday night. Give them a call at Jets Pizza. Proud supporters of Apopka Blue Darter football.
As a matter of fact, Alan Dempsey was over there having lunch the other day and was just raving about the pizza.
And that's a good place to have lunch, I'm telling you. In fact, we do
their
some
lunch
Blue
special.
Darter Shore Central shows here. Penalty against Apopka. First and five with Kaiba. Handoff, straight handoff up the middle, breaking tackles, and it's going to be near a first down.
Looks like they got that first down.
In the ball here for Kaiba. Rodri Hardwick in on the stop for Apopka.
It's going to be a second, less than a one. Second one.
Wow.
You know, and after, you know, Joe, I thought after those two spectacular plays.
Yeah, they're giving it to him.
You know, Apopka would be stuffing Wekiva, but they're coming back, and they had a 50-yard kick return, and now they, you know, had a good play from scrimmage here. So, actually, that is, as you said, that is a first down. Snap to McGee. Pitches. It's going to be a halfback pass. Halfback pass down the middle. It's deep.
Intercepted. That's intercepted. He had the ball.
We'll see how they're going to call it. That was Kavian Holmes.
Kavian Holmes caught that ball.
Beautiful catch. He stretched out.
So obviously they're not calling it that way.
Well, they're not calling anything. There's a flag in the vicinity as well. and that was a spectacular play. McGee, the quarterback for Wekiva, they're calling pass interference against the pocket. The quarterback took the ball, pitched out to a running back. The running back then set up and threw a deep ball down the middle of the field, and which seemingly was intercepted by Kavian Holmes, but that the interception is nullified by a pass interference call. And that'll give Wekiva the ball at Apopka's 28-yard line, first and 10. Certainly a lot of, no shortage of exciting plays tonight, that's for sure. Snap to McGee. McGee gives to his running back around the left tackle. He's brought down by Dimitri King.
But not before gaining about 5 yards off that.
Solid 5-yard gain by Wekiva. 3:52 remaining in the first half now. Apopka leading 22-0.
This is Wekiva's best drive
their
of the game.
Deepest penetration, yes. McGee calls the signal. Snap to McGee. Gives to the tailback over right guard.
Oh.
He's had a hole, but it closed very quickly.
He might have got about a yard, if that.
Great pursuit by the Blue Darter defense. Cam Williams in on the tackle.
No, he didn't get anything.
Boris Lewis as well. Cam Williams and Boris Lewis, two sophomores.
Nice.
Starting on defense. Of course, Cam Lewis.
They did get a yard out of it. Third and fourth.
Cam Lewis, Cam Williams filling in for the injured David Britzius. Third and about five. McGee calls a signal. Snap to McGee. McGee gives it to a halfback on a counter. He breaks a tackle, but he doesn't break the second tackle.
He gets tripped up. Beautiful.
And that was number 10, Dimitri King. Jalen Fair was the ball carrier for Wekiva.
They lost a yard on that. It's fourth and five. We're going to see what they're going to do here.
Fourth and five. Wekiva, the line of scrimmage is the 22 of Apopka. Looks like they're lining up in for a field goal. The holders at the 29-yard line, which would make it a 39-yard kick. And now we have a timeout Wekiva.
Okay, we're going to take a quick timeout. You're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Roger Williams Field, where we're coming to you live with Apopka leading 22-0. 2:26 remaining in the first half. Wekiva has the football. Line of scrimmage is the Apopka 22-yard line. It's fourth down, and it looks as though Wekiva is lining up to attempt a field goal. At least they're in field goal formation. The holder is at the 29-yard line.
Salazar is the kicker. We're going to see if he's got the leg for this.
Number 44, the kicker for Wekiva. It would be a 39.
And you know, Roger, it was just
barely good. It wouldn't have been good from 40. He made it from 39. He wouldn't have made it from 40.
He made it just over the bar.
But with 2:21 remaining in the first half, Wekiva gets on the board. Apopka 22, Wekiva 3.
Hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW, where Wekiva has just kicked a field goal to get on the board, making the score Apopka 22, Wekiva 3. There's 2:15 remaining in the first half. Kavian Holmes just took the kickoff from Wekiva and made a very nice return of about 15 to 20 yards in heavy traffic. Got the ball up to the Apopka 45-yard line, where the Blue Darters will begin first and 10.
And Kavian Holmes having a very good night tonight.
Making a lot of big plays already. Birch in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left. Birch going to run it right up the middle behind the center, and he's not going to get anywhere. He got a yard, maybe.
That's about it. Looks like he got tripped up.
Tackled by number 47 of Wekiva. That was Gerard Wesley. Wesley. Got about two, bring up a second and eight for the Blue Darters. 1:46 remaining in the half. Boy, Joe, it'd be good to maybe tack on a few more points here before halftime. Out of the single wing, Birch calls the signal. Snap to Wilson around left end. He broke a tackle. He's across the 50. He's near a first down.
He's got the first down.
Daquan Wilson on some tough sledding around the left end. They're going to mark it at the 49.
They're
going to
mark it a yard shy of the first down.
Bring up a third and one. Timeout, Blue Darters. Want to let everybody know about the brand new state-of-the-art indoor sports facility coming to Apopka, the CPS Sportsplex. Of course, Apopka is known around the United States as an outstanding sports town. We're gonna have the very best indoor sports facility in Florida, the new CPS Sportsplex. They're located at 110 Athletes Row, Apopka. And that's on Bradshaw Road, just one block south of the Highway 441 Wawa in Apopka. Find out more at cpssportsplex.com. But I can tell you there's going to be a large variety of activities for kids, teenagers, and adults. Everything from basketball and volleyball, courts and leagues, batting cages, gymnastics and Olympic training facilities, to karate and martial arts training, to name just a few. Listen to 1520 WBZW and go to cpssportsplex.com to find out more about the new CPS Sportsplex.
Batting cages sound exciting.
Snap to Birch. He throws it to Massey. Incomplete. A little bit short.
Is that a pun?
Good pressure once again by number 47, Gerard Wesley, junior linebacker for the Mustangs. He's going to bring up a fourth and one. And I think the pressure by Wesley is the one that messed up that play, because Massey was open. Fourth and one. This is another crucial down in a game that's had quite a few crucial downs. Apopka leading 22-3. Ball's at the 46 of Wekiva, fourth and one. There's a snap right up the middle. Got the first down. Birch is, he's still twisting, and he's going to have about 6 or 7 yards. Most importantly, he got the first down to move the chains. We keep the football.
And now as we get closer, we've got a minute and 9 seconds left, Roger. And I have to agree, they need to score going into the half.
Once again, good, hard-nosed, tough running by Dimitri Birch right up the center of the line. Birch having an excellent game tonight. Birch calls the signals. Handoff around the right end to a running back. Can't get his number. He's hit hard by a big Mustang. That's Daquan Wilson on the carry. Number 99, and true to form, no 99 on the roster, but
there's a surprise.
A big player for Wekiva, and he made a nice tackle.
And we've got a timeout on the field. There's 47 seconds left, Roger.
We got to get points here, and we're knocking on the door. Popka leading 22-3. And, Joe, one of the interesting things about the game thus far is we've scored three different ways. Popka scored on the normal way, the traditional way, on the offensive drive. Popka took the opening kickoff and marched down on a nice, crisp drive.
Right.
Got a touchdown. Missed the extra point. Extra point was blocked, actually. Then, on Wekiva's second play from scrimmage, the defense got a touchdown. Wekiva fumbled. Number 97, Malik Doe, picked it up, ran it in for a touchdown, put us up 14-0. And then most recently, Laquan Hicks scored on a scintillating 55-yard punt return, and Dimitri Burke added a two-point conversion. That's how it brings up the end on our 22 points. Birch calls the signals. Snap to Birch. He's looking to throw. He's flushed out of the pocket. He's throwing deep down the right sideline. He's got a receiver. Oh! Incomplete. Wow, he had a man in the end zone.
You know who has been kind of missing from the game this half? Adonijo Siriki.
Well, that was him, and he wasn't able to bring it.
I mean, because there's a ball player that can run that ball.
An electric offensive player, no doubt. Number 16, Adonijo Siriki.
Well, that incomplete pass stops the clock at 40 seconds.
And I'd love to see us throw into Adonijo Siriki. I think he would be a tremendous deep threat for Apopka. Complete pass makes the third and six. The line of scrimmage is somewhere around the 34-yard line of Wekiva. So he's got a nice hole over left tackle. He breaks tackles, and he's up near a first down.
He's about a yard shy of that first down, Rogers, and the clock's ticking.
He got across
under 30
the 30,
seconds.
Got out to about the 28 or 29-yard line, 29-yard line. Popka leading 22-3, 20 seconds remaining in the first half. Fourth and about two. Snap to Burtz, give to Massey up over left tackle, right tackle. He got the first down. Nice hard running and a great blocking in the interior of the line.
Got the first down, 8 seconds left.
8 seconds remaining in the first half. Football is at the 20-yard line of Wekiva. Popka lining up from scrimmage. Clock is ticking. There's a snap.
There it is.
Players, half the players moved on the snap, half the players didn't move on the snap, and we really didn't get the snap off. That's the end of the first half. At the end of the first half, in this key district matchup, a Popka 22, Wekiva 3.
And you're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Wekiva on the field now. Wekiva wearing white jerseys, maroon pants, white jerseys with maroon numbers and maroon helmets. The Blue Darters wearing gray tonight. We're in gray and white, essentially. Gray jerseys, white pants, and our regular blue helmets. There's a kickoff by Minier. Taken at the 19 by Wekiva. Number 4's got it. He's crossed the 20. He's going to go around the right edge, and he's got good running room. He's crossed the 30. He's crossed the 40. He's across the 50. He's near the 50 before he was finally pushed out of bounds.
They push him out of bounds. Roger, right around the Popka 40, 48-yard line.
And that's the thing to remember. Alive, Wekiva is still alive and kicking in this football game. Game very much still in doubt. If we lose, we're done for the playoffs. No postseason for Popka this year. If we win,
oh, interesting.
Certainly playoff possibilities are still alive. Actually, they're marking that at the 42.
Of Wekiva.
So, but still a nice return by the Mustangs to start the second half.
It'll be interesting to see if they go to the air like John
exactly.
has predicted.
Yep. Well, you know, they attempted a bomb on their very first play of the game. McGee is the quarterback. He's in the shotgun. Snap to McGee. Gives it to the tailback. He's over right tackle. He's around right end. He's across the 50. Near a first down. Brought down by Kavian Holmes.
He gets the first down. Plus a couple of yards out of that.
Very well executed running play by Wekiva. In fact, they came out in a little bit different formation. They had a tailback and a blocking back along with their quarterback out of the shotgun. And they got a good block over on the left side of the line. First and 10, Wekiva. We're in the early seconds of the second half. Popka leading 22-3. McGee calls the signal. Snap to McGee. Gives to the tailback over right guard. He's got a hole. Breaks a tackle. He's to the 40. Dragging a Popka tacklers to the 45.
Another
to the 35.
Another first down, Raj.
Yep, and in fact, he dragged our tacklers for the last 5 yards of it to get the first down.
They're definitely pushing hard.
Wekiva come out very fired up and very energetic here in the second half. Turned the opening kickoff to the 42, and now they've had two successful running plays. First and 10, Wekiva. Once again, they've got a blocking back and a tailback in the backfield along with the quarterback. Snap to McGee. He's back to throw. He's looking to his right. He's rolling to his right. He's being rushed. Incomplete.
Yeah, he threw that ball away. He didn't have any receiving. There was just Blue Darters in the area.
Great rush by number 97, Malik Doe. Malik Doe coming off the interview. He didn't play last week. And, boy, he's playing tonight.
He's definitely playing tonight and putting the pressure on.
And he's picked up a touchdown on top of it. Early in the game at a crucial time.
He missed playing.
Second and 10, Wekiva. There's a flag on that play. Defensive holding call against Popka.
That's not good.
And it moves the ball. No, it's terrible. Moves the ball to the 26-yard line of Popka. You know, Joe, in the first half, penalties really stunted our momentum. And, you know, boy, we're going to have to eliminate these penalties because they can kill us here.
And that gives them a first down.
Another first down for Wekiva. Their third first down of the second half. This is their first drive. They're at the Popka 26 now. There's a snap to McGee. Gives it to the tailback over Ron. 20. Once again, more good yardage.
He got a few yards out of that.
That was number one, Cornelius Dennison, who's a former Apopka Blue Darter player. Brought down once again by Kavian Holmes, who's having a very active game tonight, both tackling and defending passes. That was a six-yard gain. Got the ball up to the 20-yard line of the Blue Darters. Second and four. McGee calls the signal. Number 17, snap to McGee. He's looking to throw. He's rolling to his right. He's looking to throw deep. He's still rolling to his right. There's a flag on the play. He found a receiver in the end zone who caught the ball.
Touchdown
Wekaiva. And there's a flag back in the way in the backfield, back around the quarterback. And there's another flag. There's at least two flags on the field. So we'll see whether that touchdown for Wekaiva will stand or whether it will come back. And regardless of the outcome, Wekaiva has taken the second half kickoff, and they've driven the ball steadily down the field against the Blue Darters.
And effectively. Very effective.
Penalties against Apopka.
Wekaiva.
Okay, apparently there were two penalties.
Okay.
Which, you know, answers the question of why there were two flags. Two different penalties. One was against Apopka for defensive holding. One was against Wekaiva for a personal foul, correct?
And they're going to replay it. So that negates the touchdown.
They're going to replay the down, which is huge because it takes a touchdown off the board for Wekaiva.
And gives the Blue Darters defense another
second
opportunity
life.
Yeah, to stop them.
Second and six. Second and four, Wekaiva. McGee with the ball. He pitches to his tailback, number one, Dennison. Dennison tackled.
He lost yards.
On the perimeter. Nice tackle.
Oh, he got a couple yards out of that.
Because Tinsley was out on an island, and if he gets by Tinsley, he's probably going to score.
Right.
That was a tough, hard-to-make tackle. Great play by Tinsley.
Third and four to go for a first down.
Got maybe a yard on that. As Joe said, third and about four. Ball's around the 19-yard line of Apopka. Wekaiva threatening here in the early moments of the third quarter. Apopka leading 22-3. Snap to McGee. McGee gives to the tailback over left guard. Got nowhere to go. Great defense.
Nice. I think they stopped them. I don't believe they got anything on that.
Jake Rolson in on that play, along with about six or eight other gray-shirted Blue Darters.
They're going to punt. They're going to do a field goal. Yeah, they got a yard. That's all they got out of that.
Going to bring up fourth and about three. Line of scrimmage around the 18. Salazar in to attempt another field goal. Would-be field goal.
They need to block this.
There's a snap. There's a kick. Kick is up, and it's good. 9:24 remaining in the third quarter. Apopka 22, Wekaiva 6.
And you're listening to it all on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro.
And okay.
Joe, where Apopka's leading 22-6 now after Wekaiva just kicked a successful field goal. And Joe, a game that's exciting and interesting just keeps getting more and more exciting and interesting.
That it does. Our defense is holding them to just field goals.
There's a kick to Massey. Massey's going around the right, left end. He gets up to about the 25-yard line before he's driven out of bounds by the Mustangs. And I can't help but breathe some kind of a sigh of relief there, Joe, because you know we kind of had a touchdown taken off the board due to a penalty on a long pass play, and they came out with a field goal, but I'd rather see them get the three than the six.
And I agree, because
probably.
And their kicker seems to be nailing those field goals. You know, we had one at 30.
He's got a 39-yarder, yep.
And one at 29 yards.
So Apopka gets the ball, and this is another crucial down in a game of crucial opportunities. Here's a snap to Apopka, direct snap. around the right end, our ball carrier goes, and he's up to about the 29 to 30. That was Adonio Siriki with the on the carry.
Adonio Siriki, the ball carrier for Apopka.
He's a great runner. Once he gets the ball, and he finds a hole, he's gone.
Yeah. He's just fast. He's fast as lightning. Love to see him get the ball. I'll say it again. I'd love to see him get a deep ball. I'd love to see us just drop back and throw the bomb to him. Second and about five up around the 29-yard line, our own 29-yard line. Birch calls the signals out of the single wing. Snap to Birch over left guard. He's going to
got near first down.
He got the first down. Once again, tough, hard-nosed running by Dimitri Birch between the tackles.
Did a nice spin to get that extra yardage beyond the first down.
He did. Dimitri Birch having an excellent game thus far tonight. And a lot of it coming on hard, tough yardage between the tackles. First and 10 Apopka at the 36, our own 36. Birch calls the signals out of the single wing. Snap to Massey over right guard. He's brought down, but a gain of about five. He got it up to the 40.
Yeah, that was a nice run. He just kind of muscled his way.
He muscled his way. That's a great term for it, Joe. He muscled his way for 5 yards. Tackled by Gerard Wesley, a very active linebacker tonight for the Mustangs. Ball at the Apopka 40. Birch calls signals once again out of the single wing. Strong right. Snap to Birch. He's going over right guard. He's got about
a
two or three.
Yeah, that's about all he got. He met tough resistance right there.
Number eight. Jerron Jones, junior linebacker for the Wekiva, made a nice tackle on Birch.
Out to the 42-yard line of the Blue Darters.
Got two on that. Brings up a third and about four. Joe, I'd love to see us convert this and maintain possession of this football. We don't want Wekiva having the ball and getting back into this game.
No, not at all.
Another critical down in a game of critical downs. Here's a snap to Wilson. He's going to try to sweep left in. He's got the first down. Good blocking, good running. Gain about five, and that's all we needed to get to move the chains.
We'll take five every time.
Just another.
We got a ball player down. Slow to get up.
Just another basic play out of the single wing. Sweep left.
Number 66.
He had a convoy in front of him and got a good solid 5-yard gain, which moved the chains. And one of the seniors who's being honored on senior night.
He's walking off under his own power, but he is limping.
And he's a crucial cog in that offensive line, too. And our offensive line isn't the most deep aspect position group on the team. Number 60 comes in for the Blue Darters to replace Reuben Lewis, and that's Vince Abonte. Got a text from our friend, the Apopka Critic. Good game. I'm listening. Go Darters. Had to edit that a little bit. But
can't imagine what you're talking about.
Snap to Birch. He's sweeping right in. It's Wilson, actually. He got about two or three.
Right out. He got the first. Well, no, he got a couple out of it. He's at the 50.
That was Siriki. Siriki on the carry. Nowhere to run on that one. Good pursuit by the Wekiva defense.
Got a yard.
Apopka leading 22-6. 6:25 remaining in the third quarter. Ball at the 49-yard line of Apopka. Birch calls signals out of the single wing. Snap to Massey over right tackle. He's got a hole. He's across the 40. He's still going. He's at 35. He's at the 30. Knocked out of bounds at the 30. Deshaun Massey. 21-yard gain.
Little powerhouse just kind of punched his way all the way down the field.
Beautifully executed play. Got good blocking, and then Massey just did what he does, which is make an outstanding run. A lot of an individual effort. Took a hard hit from number 25, a clean hit. For number 25, that was Bakari Goodson, and Massey is once again shaken up.
He's limping again.
And he's coming out of the game.
trying to run it off.
Boy, he's tough. He's tough. And that, just what he's doing right now shows what kind of football player Deshaun Massie is. You know, a lot of guys would be over there sitting on the bench, taking their shoe off, you know, having people come over, minister to him, which there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it. But he's out there trying to walk it off so he can stay in the game.
That's right. I'm thinking he's definitely tough.
Deshaun Massie, without a doubt, one of the toughest football players ever to play for the Blue Darters, and one of the best. We haven't even talked, not even talking about his running ability. First and 10 of Popka on a 21-yard carry by Deshaun Massie. Gets the ball to the Wekiva 30-yard line, first and 10. Birch calls the signals. Snap to Birch over left guard. He's found hole over left tackle. He's across the 25, the 30, the 20. Brought down about the 16-yard line. Another first down by Dimitri Birch.
Great run. Great third, second and third effort on that.
It really was, Joe, because he wanted to take it over left route, left guard, or left tackle up the middle. That was completely sealed off. He just kind of bounced it out, found a hole off a tackle around the end, and made a nice gain out of it.
He was able to find that groove and get right into it.
Got the ball around the 18-yard line of Wekiva. Popka leading 22-6. Birch calls the signals out of the single wing. There's a snap, direct snap to Massie. He's going over right tackle and not going to get very far. Great defense, excellent defense by Wekiva.
They've been focusing in on Massie most of the night.
Right, they're expecting that to see Massie get the ball, definitely.
And when they don't seal up that hole, and he will exploit it.
He got maybe a yard, maybe half a yard. That was just good fundamental defense by Wekiva, which is not surprising because that's one of the strengths of their team. Of course, Wekiva coming in with a 5-1 record and with a five-game winning streak. Their coach was an outstanding defensive player in the National Football League. There's a snap to Birch. He's going around right in. He got a good block. He's at the 10. Still going. At the 5. Still going. Near the goal line. Touchdown, Dimitri Birch!
Outstanding run, Roger. Outstanding.
Got the last 10 yards all on his own. Great play by Dimitri Birch. Just sweeped around the right end. He picked up a nice block, got good blocking at the point of attack, which got him a little daylight. And once he got that seam of daylight, he just took matters into his own hands. Popka lining up for the extra point in the swinging gate formation, which means I think we might expect to see a two-point conversion as opposed to a kick. But, of course, with Coach D, you never know. Snap to Massie. Massey's going around left end. Massey's got the 2 points.
You know, and I was going to say prior, where's Massie? Because wherever he is, watch that. That's where the ball is.
Where's Massie? That could be a sitcom. Where's Massie?
It's a sports program.
Well, where he is now is in the end zone after that 2-point conversion, which puts the game a Popka 30, Wekiva 6, 4:44 remaining in the third quarter.
And you're listening to it on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to a Popka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Sponsored by Dr. Patrick St. Germain, St. Germain Chiropractic, and Burn Fat Orlando, where Apopka has just taken a 30-6 lead over the visiting Wekiva Mustangs. Apopka has just kicked off to Wekiva. Once again, Wekiva got a spirited kickoff return. This time, though, stopped at the 25-yard line of Wekiva.
You know, and the Blue Darters had him tied up at the 20-yard line. He should have stopped them there, but he broke a few tackles to get that extra 5 yards.
They're still alive and kicking, no doubt. That was number 4, Simeon Mitchell, on the return. Here's a reverse for Wekiva. They've got a seam around the left end.
Massive
collision at the 35 and going to bring down the ball carrier. In fact, he fumbled. The fumble.
He ran into his own.
Wekiva maintains possession.
He ran into his own guy, Wesley Tews, number 9. And that pretty much stopped his forward momentum. And next thing you know, Blue Daughters are all over him.
Nevertheless, they still picked up a first down. And as we talked about with John Perry at halftime, Wekiva has a big bag of offensive tricks on their own. And we saw one right there. It was a reverse. And it was a successful reverse. They got around to left end
right.
And picked up a first down. And you say, without that huge collision, they would have gotten a lot more yardage. Wekiva at their own 36. Snap to McGee. McGee gives us to a tailback, number one. He's got room over the right tackle. And he's got a first down. And he's barely tackled from behind, or he would have scored. Saving tackle by Laquan Hicks at the Apopka 45-yard line.
He got all the way. Yeah, he got a lot of yardage out of there, and he had to be pushed down from behind to stop him.
Yeah, Laquan Hicks, once again, Laquan Hicks, who John Perry said, in his opinion, just might be the most valuable player on this team, and I certainly would agree with that. Laquan Hicks is everywhere. Everywhere you need him, that's where Laquan Hicks is. And there, we needed him making that tackle, or the guy would have scored if he didn't. But there's a flag on the play, and it looks like it's against Wekiva.
And they're bringing it back plus some. Wow.
Wow. Wiles right, Joe. I mean, a huge penalty against Wekiva because it brought down a big run that we got the ball over on the pocket side of the field.
Now it's back on their 29-yard line.
It's going to be first, it looks like, about 20. For the Mustangs, and watch the deep ball. All I can say is watch the deep ball now because they'd like to throw it. Snap to the quarterback. Two handoff.
And that's exactly
it. There's a deep ball right down the middle. Incomplete.
Nobody near it.
Great coverage by Kavian Holmes.
Pass ball is incomplete. Intended receiver for the Mustangs.
Intended receiver was number 9. That was Wesley Tews, but the ball was thrown way over his head, and Kavian Holmes had the coverage anyway. But these guys are continuing to kick and scream.
Yes, they are.
And I'm sure they will until the last second ticks off. 3:36 remaining. In fact, Popka leading 30-6.
Second and 17. They got a long way to go.
Once again, watch the deep ball. Two wide receivers to the left. Back to throw. Throws deep down the middle. It's caught. Complete.
Oh!
Tackled immediately by a Popka defender. It's going to be a gain of about 18. That was...
Pass complete to number 11.
Dimitri King on the tackle.
Not enough with the first down, though.
Dimitri King.
It's going to be third and about 3. Picked up about 17 on that. Ball at the Wekiva 44-yard line. Once again, a crucial play in a game of crucial plays. Popkin needs to get this stop. There's the snap to McGee. He's going to throw it. Flushed out of the pocket. He's going to try to run it.
He got it.
He's hit hard.
Oh.
He's near the first down. It'll going to depend on where they mark it. Boy, one Blue Daughter defender got a devastating blow on him.
Tyler McGinney in on the quarterback keeper.
He got it.
Ray Williams.
Got the first down. Great run by McGee. McGee looked in the throw. Couldn't find a receiver. He scrambled. Took a huge hit. Still was able to get the ball across for enough for a first down, and that's a huge first down for Wekiva.
Malik Doe comes out of the game. Looks like he was limping a little bit as he was running to the sideline.
Wekiva from their own 46. Straight handoff to the tailback. He's going to have about 2 or 3. Good defense by Apopka.
Yeah, he got smothered by a number of Blue Darters.
Straight handoff over right tackle and got maybe 2.
They need to stop him in the backfield.
Bring up a 2nd and 8 for Wekiva. Ball is at Wekiva's own 47-yard line. 2:07 remaining in the third quarter. Popka leading 30-6. Wekiva out of the huddle. McGee, number 17, the quarterback, calls the signals. Got a blocking back, a wing back, and a tailback. He's back, gives it to the tailback. He's tackled. Got about, I don't know, he got maybe a yard or two.
There is Dennison, the ball carrier for the Mustangs.
That was Dennison, former Blue Darter player on the
carry. They're marking it like he got a couple of yards, but it really looked like he didn't get much.
He got hit 3 or 4 times. I mean, that play was the definition of two things, pursuit and hard hitting. because about three guys got clean shots at him. Third and about seven. Ball is at the Wekiva 48-yard line. Snap. Whistles blow it dead.
Whistles. We got flags on the play. And
while we have a brief timeout, I want to give a big shout-out to Apopka Rotary President John DeClue for another successful Apopka Rotary pancake supper before the game tonight.
And John's in the house tonight. I saw him down in
saw him at the game, and we saw him out at Blue Daughter Sports Central. He was already out at school getting everything prepared.
Yeah, he's sitting right down in front of us somewhere.
Also want to let everybody know, I saw one of the great things about Apopka Blue Daughter football are all the great alumni, of course, that come out to the games, and all the outstanding former football players who come to the game as well. At the game, as I was walking up to the press box, I saw David Odom is here at the game tonight. Of course, David Odom was an outstanding punter back on Coach Wilson Waite's 1969 team.
Commissioner Sammy Ruth is out here enjoying the ball game with his lovely bride.
Third and eight.
Third and eight, Wekiva. McGee calls a single. Snap to McGee's looking to throw deep. Throws deep down the right. It's broken up.
Almost intercepted.
Broken up and almost intercepted by number five.
Trey Williams.
Trey Williams.
Wow.
Nice breakup.
He almost had that right in his hand.
Yeah, it'd have been 6-2 if he had. I'm just happy he broke it up.
Yeah, because now it's fourth and eight. They're going to have to punt.
Once again, the Blue Darter defense comes up big. Line, linebackers, secondary. All units playing. Wekiva punt formation. There's the snap. There's the punt. High, high short punt. Hits at the 33. It's going to roll down to about the 27-yard line.
Still good field position.
Where it's down. So Popka will take over first and 10 from somewhere around our own 27-yard line with 53 seconds remaining in the third quarter and leading 30-6.
And you're listening to Apopka Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football, where our Blue Darters are leading Wekiva 30-6 with 43 seconds remaining in the third quarter. On the first play from scrimmage, after taking the ball back from that punt, Daquan Wilson had about a 25-yard gain right off of right tackle. So Apopka has the ball now at our own 48, first and 10. Snap to Daquan Wilson over right guard. He's got good yardage. He's got another first down, 12 yards.
Yeah, that was almost offsides for Wekiva. Their defender timed it just right.
And a great block, great blocking on the interior right side of the Apopka line. Got him a good hole, and Daquan Wilson, a very tough inside runner. Another senior who's being honored here on senior night.
Out to the Wekiva 42-yard line.
Apopka's crossed midfield on two nice runs by Daquan Wilson. Snap to Matthew.
In the battle for the Mayor's Cup, here Roger.
And that's going to be the last play of the third quarter. At the end of third quarter, Apopka 30, Wekiva 6. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back for the final quarter of action in this crucial Class 8A District 4 matchup.
You're listening to it all on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
On 1520 WBZW, where Apopka is leading 30-6. We're just about to begin the start of the fourth quarter. Apopka's lining up. They're around the 42-yard line of Wekiva. There's a snap to Daquan Wilson going over left guard. He's got a huge hole. He's across the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Daquan Wilson.
Outstanding. They were dragging him down. As they drug him down, he pulled him right into the end zone, Roger.
Pulled two defenders into the end zone from the 5. And great blocking, great blocking. He ran three plays on that drive right behind his left guard. So somebody in that interior line, multiple guys, are doing a great job.
Yes, they are.
And speaking of the offensive line, I'm pleased to report that number 66, Reuben Lewis, who left the game earlier, is back in and playing.
Very good.
Popka lines up in the swinging gate.
They do the shift.
Now we shift to kick formation. We've had multiple bad snaps on attempted kicks thus far tonight. Hopefully we can get a good snap on this one.
Took the words out of my mouth, Roger.
There's the snap. Is a little bit better.
Oh, blocked.
And the kick is blocked.
Two blocked kicks tonight.
11:51 remaining in the football game. Now a pop extends its lead to 36-6.
Makaiva's special teams are definitely focusing on that kick.
Well, we're getting the snaps are consistently bad. There's no way they put it. That wasn't a horrendous snap, but it wasn't a good snap. And the Burks had to try to, you know, take it like a first baseman, one hopping it, and all, you know, that takes time,
and
it gives the defenders a chance to block the kick.
And to make up for that, we're going to have to go for two on the next touchdown.
What a dramatic way to end the third quarter. And, of course, Apopka now extends its lead to 36-6. And, Joe, one of the great aspects of the third quarter was our offense really got untracked.
Coming out of the second half, it was kind of shaky. They got down all the way down into the zone, but had to settle for a field goal.
Yeah, the first half, we were able to, in the first half, leading 22-3. That's a little misleading, though, because we only scored one offensive touchdown. We scored a touchdown. The defense scored a touchdown. Malik Doe picked up a fumble and ran it in. And then we Laquan Hicks returned a punt for a touchdown. So it was great to see the offense get on track and have two nice scoring drives there in the third quarter. And here comes the kick by Minier. Squib kick taken by a diving Mustang at his own 25. Smothers the ball, maybe the 26. Want to let everybody know about another great Apopka institution, and that's the annual turkey shoot sponsored by the great people at the Apopka Elks Lodge 2422. There'll be turkey shoots on three different weekends, November 7th and 8th, November 21st and 22nd, and December 5th and 6th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., all at NOSHA, the Northwest Orange County Improvement Association, at 4253 Poncan Road, Zellwood. Snap to McGee from Makaiva. He's looking to throw. He's rolling to his right. He's looking to throw deep. He's being rushed by two Blue Darters, and he dumps it into the flat. That had to be grounding.
That should be intentional grounding.
Come on. I mean,
there was nobody there. He threw it at the coach. Yeah, there's
the
flag.
Comes the flag. I mean, and I, you know, I understand you want to be lenient on that, but come on. Great pursuit by two Blue Darters. Couldn't find a receiver, and he just dumped it into the flat.
And not even well.
Yeah, it was obvious that pass wasn't intended for any potential receiver. It's going to be intentional grounding.
Yes, she did.
That'll include a loss of down as well as a 15-yard penalty. That moves the ball back to the Wekiva 17-yard line. McGee calls the signals. Back to throw again. Throwing deep down the right seam. Incomplete. Overthrew it, but Dimitri King had good coverage.
You know, it always worries me because Dimitri King was so close. I was anticipating a flag, but of course there
kind
was
not. Bumped each other, but they were both jumping up, going for the ball, and the ball was actually thrown out of bounds anyway. So in fact, they were actually out of bounds when they bumped into each other. That was Wesley Tews was the intended receiver, number
right.
Nine.
Third and 20 for Makaiva.
And once again, watch a deep ball. Popka leading 36-6. We're in the fourth quarter now. 11:34 remaining in the game. McGee with the ball. Back to throw. He's looking to throw deep. He's rushed. Incomplete. Intended for the tight end.
He was
number 41, Nate Rooney.
And he was hit by number 50. Omar Davis.
Omar Davis, one of the defensive linemen who's been injured.
He put all that pressure on the quarterback, caused him to throw that ball, and there was no way that was getting caught.
And we had two rushers rushing the quarterback as well.
Right.
Getting a tremendous pass rush tonight, and that's been a big factor in the game. Makaiva to punt. Laquan Hicks back to receive. Short, high punt. Hits at the 41.
Takes him.
And dies.
Yeah.
Hit at the 41 and just died at the 41.
took a nice Apopka bounce.
So Apopka takes over with excellent field position at the Wekiva 41-yard line.
And you're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on 1520 WBZW. 11:07 remaining in the football game. Apopka leading 36-6 over Wekiva. And there was a handoff to Massey. Massey made a great run and didn't even gain any yards. He got hit at least twice, maybe three times in his own backfield, broke those tackles, and was finally able to get it up to the line of scrimmage. And a penalty came in on top of everything else.
Against the Blue Darters.
Probably some kind of a holding.
You know, that's the thing. They're focusing in on Massey.
Up to 48. Looks like it's about 25 yards to go, at least 20. There's a snap to Birch, to Wilson. He's running around the left end. Got a good block from Birch. He's broke through a wall of Mustangs and gets the ball out to the Mustang 40-yard line.
Just about a yard or two past the original line of scrimmage.
He got about 15 yards. And once again, another hard, tough run by Daquan Wilson, this time on a sweep.
Okay, this is definitely not the Wekiva team we've seen in the years past. These are talented, they're tough.
Big, tough, strong. They definitely passed the eye test, that's for sure. Saw him warming up. I'm like, there's a lot of good-looking football players down there. Second and about 10. Birch calls the signals out of the single wing. Snap to Birch. He's going to take it over left guard.
First
breaks
down.
Tackles. He's into the clear. 20, 15,
not
10,
touching him.
5. Touchdown, Dimitri Birch.
You weren't going to touch him. Nobody was near him. Once he just broke out like a bat
he's
out
a
of Hades.
On a mission. He's a man on a mission tonight. Dimitri Birch is just playing inspired football.
Yes, he is.
He's playing at a speed higher than everybody else on the field.
And it's good.
And our guys are playing at high speed.
And it's good to see that.
Man. Once again, he got a good block at the point of attack. He went over left guard. He got the block. But, man, once he got into the clear, it was just all him.
This is where they need to get the 2 points. Pick up that extra point that they lost.
In the swinging gate. Now the Poppas shifts out of the swinging gate into kick formation. Birch is the holder. Minnie are the kicker. Snap to Birch. Puts it down. Kick is up. And it's good. We even kicked an extra point tonight. That's awesome.
Not blocked. I like that. I like when that comes together.
So the successful kick this time by Logan Minier makes it score a Apopka 43, Wekiva 6, 9:51 remaining in the football game.
And you're hearing it all on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Oh! Welcome back to Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. There's the kickoff by Apopka. It's a squib kick. It's bouncing around, taken finally. A Wekiva player falls on it, smothers it somewhere around their own 27 or 28-yard line.
It almost had the potential of being recovered by the Blue
Darters.
Sure did.
In fact, the Wekiva player that smothered it did a good job with that, because that could have easily bounced off somebody's leg and wound up as a fumble. Wekiva takes over first and 10 on their own 27. Popka leading now 43-6.
I would have liked to have seen that, but
a jet sweep around the right end by Wekiva. Flags on the play. Ooh. Hard tackle by Rodway Hardwick. Helped out by Jarvis Ware.
Those flags were flying before there was contact.
Yeah, they were. They definitely were. Joe actually got a nice still photo of it. That was number 11 on the carry for Wekiva, and that is Geisen Bowler. Still waiting, and the penalty's going to go against Wekiva.
Okay. And this is how it looked.
Most likely some kind of a hold. That's what you get, a lot of get often get on a sweep. And Joe, boy,
that was
the
good
story
hit too.
Of the second half, after pretty much of an even first half, second half is just the Blue Dart offense just got completely untracked.
Tell you, for a minute there, I thought Makaiba was definitely coming out raring to play.
Oh, the game has been in doubt most of the way. Makaiba with a new quarterback in now. That looks like number one. It is number one, Cornelius Dennison. He tries to sweep the left end, but he's brought down by Rodrey Hardwick of the Blue Darters. Once again, Rodrey Hardwick, a three-year starter in the program and one of the seniors who's performed so well and who's being honored tonight on senior night. And, Joe, we've seen one of the things that characterizes this game. I'll mention that point after this play. It's second and long, and I mean about 25 yards long for Wekaiba. There's a snap to Dennison. Almost went over his head. He's going to run it around right in. He's still going. He's breaking tackles. Dropped by Tinsley. Tinsley just brought him down from behind. Actually, now that was number 23, Steve Billings-Larson, with a great tackle on Dennison.
John Fair, the ball carrier for the Mustangs. Steven Billings-Larson, number 23.
That moves the ball up to the 19 of Wekaiba. And what, Joe, I was going to say is it's great tonight. We've seen a lot of outstanding performances tonight, a lot of big plays tonight by seniors on our team, by a popular Blue Dart seniors, and it's great to see that on senior night.
You know, and that makes sense because this is a memory maker game for these kids.
Oh, absolutely. This will be right up there with homecoming. Actually, it's going to be the last game, home game this year during the regular season. And so, yeah, this is a game that even regardless of the high stakes of the game, would have been a memorable game.
That's true. That right there makes it exceptionally super special. The last home game of the season and
the senior year, right?
For their life here at Apopka.
And it's gratifying. It looks like they're going to go out with not only a win, which is sweet enough within itself, but they're going to go out with a win in a crucial must-win football game. And that, it doesn't get any simpler than that. If we lose this game tonight, we're done for the postseason. If we win, doesn't guarantee we're going to be in the postseason, but definitely the opportunity.
We got a better shot. Yeah,
exactly. Lose, no opportunity.
And it's good having options.
Apopka leading 43-6, 6:23 remaining in the game now. Here's a handoff to number four. He meets stiff resistance from almost the whole Apopka defense.
Yeah, he wasn't going anywhere.
He broke some tackles, but it was great pursuit, and he got very small gain. And one thing that was great on that drive, Joe, we talked about the seniors having big games. I think that was entirely the second unit,
you know,
on the field, on the defense in that series.
As he broke a tackle, he had another
Somebody
one.
Else was coming right up.
It was like a chain reaction.
Number 45, Sean Hawley, getting action on that series. And he's a senior. Snap goes through the punter's legs. The ball's at the one-yard line. He punts it. He got it off. Somehow, miraculously, he got the punt off. And it's going to be a good punt. Rolling out of bounds at the Apopka 46-yard line.
You know what? That was a good punt. That was a lot of
That's
focus.
Probably the best, in terms of yardage, the best punt he's got all night. Should have been blocked. I mean, I couldn't believe it wasn't blocked. Talk about your bad snaps. The snap was a rolling snap. It looked like a ground ball to the shortstop in baseball. Then it rolled through the punter's legs. Finally, he retrieved it at the goal line. And anyway, he was able to get it off amongst about 10 Blue Darters in his face. And credit the punter. He got a great punt off. Popka takes over at our own 47.
That was focus on his part.
Snap to the Blue Darters. That's Sariki. He's got about eight. Tackled by number 98.
Yeah, just a couple yards shy of that first down.
That was Avery Eady on the tackle for Wekaiba.
That was a nice run.
Very nice run by Sariki.
You know, that's one thing about Sariki. You give him the ball, you're getting yards.
Yeah, he's a yard producer. Blazing speed. Second and three for Apopka. from the Wekiva 44 out of the single wing. Snap to Birch. He's going to take it himself. He's stopped in dead cold.
Dimitri Birch, the ball here.
Yeah, they kind of read that coming.
Looks like number 90.
He's brought down by number 99, Rian Davis.
Number 90.
Under 4 minutes left in the fourth in the game.
Averis Holman on the stop there.
Reminder, Bobby freshman football players, you need to meet Coach Joyner. Right now,
3:42 in the game. Apopka leading 43-6. Birch calls the signals. Snap to a tailback. That's Wilson. He's got a first down. Another nice run by Daquan Wilson.
Outstanding run, Roger.
Once again, just hard-nosed running.
Just got his legs moving. Wasn't going to stop.
Started breaking tackles and just moving. Just moving forward.
And with the ball,
and I've already mentioned it tonight, but we can mention it again. Daquan Wilson, a guy who transferred in for his senior year and has had a great year, a very productive year, and he just gets better and better every game.
What a benefit for the Blue Darters.
He's a senior. He's being honored tonight on senior night. Apopka leading 43-6 inside the 45. Here's a handoff to Massey. He's over right tackle, and he's going to be dropped for a gain of two or three. Good defense by Wekiva.
You know, Deshaun Massey, still, he's getting yards, but not what he normally would be getting.
Well, you know, like you said, they're expecting him. They know where he runs.
Yeah.
You know, and I think teams are game planning to basically take him away when they come over here.
You know, they've managed to slow him down, but they haven't taken him out of the game because he's still...
Still gets yards,
yeah.
Exactly. Second about eight.
He's still effective.
2:08 remaining in the football game now. Snap to Siriki. He's got good yard. He's got good blocking. Actually, that wasn't Siriki. I guess it must be Jordan Thompson. He's out of bounds. He got hit hard. Number 47, one defender. Still trying to figure out who the ball carrier was.
And the clock is tick, tick, ticking away.
Actually, I guess that was Birch. That was Dimitri Birch on the carry.
Dimitri Birch, the ball carrier.
First down.
He took a hard hit over on the sideline. Near the sideline. Birch out of the game now. Pop get the 23 of Wekiva. Siriki calls the signals. Fitzgerald is the blocking back. Snap to Siriki. He's going to go around right in. He got good blocking at the point of attack. He's going around right. Nobody's touching him. He's still going. Still going. Tackle near the goal line.
Daniel Siriki, the ball carrier.
And he's going to be somewhere around the 1 or 2 yard line. Adonio Siriki with a nice gain on a sweep around right in.
First and goal.
They're marking it down around. It looks like the 3.
Just a straight sweep. He got good blocking on the edge, and then nobody touched him till around the 3 yard line. Inside a minute now, it's 42 seconds remaining in the football game. Birch is out of the game. Siriki is calling the signals in the single wing. Looking to the sidelines, the coaches are waving signals. I don't know what those mean. 23 seconds. We might have one or two more plays left, leading 43-6.
Well, once they get into the end zone on this one, they're not going to need another play.
I think coach just wants them to let the clock run out. 10, 9, 8.
Exactly what they're doing.
5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's the game.
From Roger Williams Field, the Apopka Blue Darters have just defeated the Wekiva Mustangs to remain alive in the postseason district championship race. Apopka 43, Wekiva 6. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be back for the post-game wrap-up of this huge victory by the Blue Darters. Stay with us. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter Football on 1520 WBZW, presented by CPS Sportsplex. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on Apopka's hometown radio station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro. Steve Schwartz is actually down on the field. He's going to be part of the presentation ceremony of the Mayor's Cup. In addition to everything else, all the other implications of this game, it's also the winner gets awarded the Mayor's Cup. And that's going to go to Apopka Blue Darters
again
after a huge 43-6 victory over the visiting Weikaiba Mustangs. And Joe, it was just, I think that since we've been doing the games in 2012, I don't know of another victory where I'm as elated because of the stakes in this game.
You know, and this, you're right, Roger. The stakes were exceptionally high, and with Weikaiba coming in 5-1, they're not a super powerhouse, but they're not the pushover
football team, right?
Yeah, they're not the teams we played, the Weikaiba team we've been playing in the past years. These kids are talented, they're good, they're scrappy, and they put up a good fight. I know the scoreboard doesn't reflect that. You had to be here to actually see their passion and their heart down on the field. But the Blue Darters defense stepped up double time, as well as the offense, and that's what you see on the board.
Great analysis, Joe, absolutely. And it was essentially an even game for the first half. In fact, I didn't say anything to you or to John Perry or to our listeners, but I was still scared to death as the second half kickoff kicked off, because the first, even though we took a 22-3 lead into the halftime locker room, it had been essentially close to an even game in the first half. I mean, due to outstanding plays and outstanding effort, we got a score on defense in the first half by Malik Doe, and we got a punt return in the first half on a great punt return by Laquan Hicks. But it certainly was no rout or blowout in the first half, and then but fortunately, in the second half, defense continued to play outstanding, not just well, but outstanding. But the offense really got on track in the second half.
Well, you know, I was a little concerned in the beginning of the second half, you know, with Weikaiba, you know, getting the ball first. They started to really look good. They had their deepest penetration of the whole game at the beginning of that third quarter, all the way down.
And then we still were able to hold them to the field goal.
And of course,
and they got the crucial penalty too, which killed it. Took a touchdown off the board.
Absolutely.
Them.
Otherwise, the score would be a little bit different.
Well, friends, you're joining us for the post game. We're coming to you from the post game, where the Apopka Blue Darters have just had a huge victory. There's no other way to describe it. Poppy, if Apopka were to lose this game to Weikaiba, we would have been eliminated from postseason. But now our quest to repeat as state champions is still very much alive.
And let's talk about next week.
Next week it'll actually be a Thursday night game, first of all. It'll be on the road. We'll be at Oak Ridge. It'll be a non-district game as well. So that's what's on tap for next week. But, friends, remember, first of all, get on over to Oak Ridge and support the Blue Darters.
It's not a far drive. You can make it.
But if you don't, we'd love to have you joining us on 1520 WBZW and 1520WBZW.com.
Take us anywhere on the planet Earth. Again, the Blue Darters, 43, Weikaiba 6, right here. From Roger Williams Field, I'm Joe Ferraro, along with Roger Franklin Williams. For Steve Schwartz, Jeff Sinis back at the shop, Pete Paquette, thank you. We will see you next week. Good night.